All right, so let's jump right in. Imagine you're gearing up to launch this amazing new product, right? Super innovative, totally exciting. But then it hits you, how are you actually going to make the darn thing?
Yeah, that's a big one.
It is. I mean, are we talking injection molding, extrusion molding, maybe something completely different?
So many options.
It can be totally overwhelming. So today we're doing a deep dive into injection molding, and we'll see how it stacks up against those other methods so you can make the smartest call for your project.
Sounds good.
We've got this awesome article. What are the key differences between injection molding and other manufacturing processes? It's a really solid breakdown.
Okay, cool.
We're going to tackle some big questions like, is injection molding really all it's cracked up to be? And what about the cost? That initial investment can be scary.
Yeah, definitely a factor to consider.
Totally. So we'll look at how injection molding compares to extrusion molding and CNC machining, focusing on labor, materials, all that good stuff.
Makes sense.
And of course, we'll figure out what kind of projects are truly best suited for injection molding.
All right, so injection molding is kind of famous, right?
Yeah.
It's got this reputation for being super precise and versatile.
And it's true for a good reason. The precision you can get with injection molding is pretty amazing.
Right. And the article explains why. It can handle these super complex designs without a ton of waste. So over time, your cost per unit actually goes down.
Yeah, and they give a great example with a mobile phone casing project.
Oh, yeah, what was that?
So the initial investment was pretty high because of the molds, but they ended up saving so much on material costs that it totally balanced out.
Wow, that's a great point. So even though it seems expensive upfront, you got to think long term.
Exactly. And think about it. Injection molding can be really fast. Once you have the molds ready, you could get your product to market way ahead of the competition.
Huge advantage. Okay, so we've talked about injection molding, but the article also throws another contender in the ring, extrusion molding. Right. And they say that extrusion molding can actually be even better at minimizing waste, which is a big deal.
I can see how, so it's almost like a head-to-head battle, injection molding versus extrusion molding.
Exactly. And it
Yeah.
all comes down to what matters most for your project.
Right. Okay, so how about we break down those differences a bit? One thing that jumped out at me was how injection molding is like intermittent, right? You make one part, then another. But extrusion molding is continuous.
Yes, it's like a constant flow of material, which is why it tends to be so efficient.
The article uses the example of plastic pipe extrusion. It's kind of like squeezing toothpaste.
Yeah.
Most of the waste happens only when you start or stop, not during that continuous flow.
Exactly. But with injection molding, you've got those gates and runners, right? Those little bits of extra material that are needed to make sure the final product is perfect.
Yeah, I remember reading about that. So is that where the waste comes from?
Exactly. And they can actually make up a decent chunk of the material you use overall, like
Yeah.
10 to 30% for something like plastic shells.
Wow, that's a lot. So if minimizing material waste is your biggest priority, extrusion molding might be the way to go.
It could be, yeah. It really depends on what you're aiming for.
Okay, that makes sense. It's not just about one method being better, it's about which one fits your needs.
Absolutely. And we also have to consider the labor involved, right?
Oh, for sure. That can really impact your budget. So, what did the article say about that? Is injection molding a lot more labor intensive?
Yeah, it can be. They often require a bigger team compared to extrusion molding because the machines are more complex to operate.
So are we talking like a whole crew needed?
Yeah, they say you might need 3 to 5 operators for injection molding, whereas an extrusion line might only need one or two.
Wow, that's a big difference.
It is. Imagine walking into a factory and seeing it firsthand. Injection molding is like a finely tuned machine with a lot of moving parts, while extrusion molding hums along with less intervention.
Okay, so that definitely impacts labor costs. But then, of course, there's the elephant in the room. What about those equipment and mold costs for injection molding? That seems to be the big sticking point for a lot of people.
Right. And the article doesn't shy away from it. They're upfront about the fact that injection molding can have some serious upfront costs, especially for the equipment in the molds.
So are we talking big bucks here?
Yeah, potentially. They give some specific examples, like a really high-end precision injection molding machine could cost millions of dollars, and a smaller extrusion setup for something like plastic pipes would be much more affordable.
Wow, yeah, that's a big difference. And what about the molds? Those can get pretty pricey too, right?
They can. The article says that complex injection molding molds can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars, and it takes longer to design and make them, so that adds to the expense.
Okay, so it sounds like those initial costs can be a real hurdle. But didn't the article also say something about the cost per unit dropping as you make more and more parts?
Yes, exactly. It's all about that long game, right? That initial investment might be higher, but as you scale up production, the cost per unit drops dramatically. So if you're planning on making thousands or even millions of parts, injection molding could actually end up saving you a lot of money in the long run.
That makes sense. So even though that sticker price might seem intimidating, it's important to consider how much you'll be producing.
Exactly. It all boils down to those economies of scale. The more you produce, the lower your average cost per unit gets.
Okay, so we've seen the efficiency battle between injection molding and extrusion molding, and we've talked about the cost breakdown. But when does injection molding really come out on top? When is it the clear winner?
That's a great question, and the article gets really specific about that. Hmm. They basically say that injection molding is a superstar when you need high-volume production, when you've got really complex designs, and when you need things made quickly.
Okay, let's unpack those a bit. So by high-volume production, we're talking, what, thousands of identical parts?
Exactly. Think about all those little components for electronics, or those sleek phone cases we were talking about earlier. That's where injection molding really shines.
Got it. And what about those complex designs? What kind of things are we talking about there?
Things that would be really hard, if not impossible, to make with other methods. Imagine those detailed casings that fit perfectly around a device with all those intricate little features.
Right, I see what you mean. And then, of course, there's speed. So are we talking about being able to get products to market faster than with other methods?
Exactly. Remember that example they gave where a company used injection molding to get their product launched before their competitors? That's a huge advantage in a competitive market.
Yeah, absolutely. So if I'm hearing you right, it sounds like injection molding is all about those large-scale projects where precision, speed, and ultimately cost-effectiveness are key.
You got it. It's like having this incredibly powerful tool in your arsenal. But like any tool, you need to know when and how to use it effectively.
Okay, so we've talked a lot about the strengths of injection molding, but we haven't really dug into the labor side of things too much. We know it often requires more workers than other methods, but I'm curious to learn more about what those workers actually do.
Yeah, it's not just about pushing buttons, right? The article really emphasizes that the people involved in injection molding are skilled technicians. They understand all the ins and outs of the process.
So are we talking about like a team of specialists?
Exactly. They're the ones making sure every step is done precisely, from closing the mold to injecting the material to managing the cooling. They're like the conductors of an orchestra, making sure every instrument is playing its part perfectly.
Wow, that sounds like a pretty demanding job.
It is. And that level of expertise comes at a cost, which is why labor costs for injection molding can be higher than with some other methods. But here's the thing. Investing in skilled labor often means you're getting higher quality products and fewer defects, which can save you money in the long run because you're avoiding costly errors and rework.
Right. It's all about finding that balance between upfront costs and long-term benefits. So while those labor costs might seem higher at first glance, you have to consider the value that those skilled operators bring to the table.
Exactly. They're problem solvers, they're quality control experts, and they're absolutely essential for keeping that production line running smoothly and efficiently.
Okay, so before we wrap up this first part of our deep dive, let's quickly recap what we've learned so far about injection molding. We know it's incredibly powerful when you need to produce a large volume of complex parts quickly and efficiently, but it's not without its challenges.
Right. We've seen that those upfront costs for equipment and molds can be significant. But we also learned that the long-term cost savings offered by injection molding can make it a really smart investment, especially for large-scale projects. It's like investing in a high-quality tool. It might cost more up front, but it'll last longer, perform better, and ultimately save you money and headaches down the road.
And we can't forget about those labor costs. We know that injection molding often needs a bigger team than some other methods, which definitely impacts the budget. But again, it's crucial to recognize the value that skilled operators bring to the table. They're the ones ensuring quality, preventing mistakes, and making sure that production runs smoothly.
Absolutely. So as you navigate the world of manufacturing, remember, there's no one-size-fits-all solution. You have to weigh your needs, your budget, and your long-term goals. Sometimes investing in quality, whether it's equipment, molds, or a skilled team, is the smartest move for the long-term success of your project.
Now, before we move on to the next part of our deep dive, we want to leave you with something to ponder. We've seen just how impactful injection molding can be, but have you ever stopped to think about the materials themselves? You know, those thermoplastics that get transformed into everything from phone cases to car parts.
It's interesting to think about, right? What are the implications of relying so heavily on those materials? What about the resources needed to produce them? And what about the environmental impact of all that plastic? It's a complex issue, for sure, but definitely something worth reflecting on as you embark on your manufacturing journey.
Definitely food for thought. Stay tuned for the next part of our deep dive, where we'll explore even more fascinating aspects of the manufacturing world.
So we were just talking about those materials, and the article goes even deeper into comparing injection molding and extrusion molding, especially when it comes to how efficiently they use those raw materials.
Yeah, that was really interesting to me. It's like each process has a totally different relationship with the material.
Right. It's almost like comparing a chef who measures out every single ingredient to an artist who just kind of goes with the flow.
I love that analogy.
Both can create amazing things, but how they approach those ingredients, or in this case, the raw materials, is totally different.
Totally. And when you put it that way, extrusion molding is definitely the more efficient artist, you know, barely wasting anything. It's all about that continuous flow.
Exactly. And the article brings up plastic pipe extrusion again, which makes sense. Most of the waste happens only at the start or the end, not during the actual extrusion itself.
Yeah, like a perfectly streamlined system.
Right.
Yeah.
But injection molding needs a bit more, I guess you could say finesse.
Finesse. Okay, tell me more about that.
It's like a sculptor who's chipping away at a block of marble to reveal the form inside. You've got a lot of control over how much material you're injecting, but that precision does have a little bit of a cost.
Right. Those gates and runners, those little bits of extra material that are needed to get that perfect final product, but then they end up as waste.
Exactly. And it can really add up, especially if you've got these complex designs with lots of little details.
So for something like that plastic shell we talked about, how much are we talking? How much waste is there?
Well, the article says it could be anywhere from 10 to 30% of the total material that ends up being recycled and discarded. That's pretty significant.
It is. So injection molding is great for precision and those intricate designs, but that material waste is definitely something to keep in mind.
Especially if you're on a tight budget or if sustainability is a top priority for you.
Absolutely. Okay, so then the article takes us into production efficiency. How does that all play into the costs with injection molding?
Well, it's about finding that sweet spot where you're really maximizing how much you're producing, but you're also minimizing wasted time and energy and, of course, materials.
Got it. So are we talking about, like, optimizing every little step?
Exactly. It's like fine-tuning an engine to get peak performance and the best fuel economy.
I like that analogy.
And the article breaks down how a few different factors play into that. First, there's the injection molding machine itself. A high-quality machine, one that's well-maintained, can really cut down on those cycle times.
Cycle times.
Yeah, how long it takes to complete a single cycle of the injection molding process. Even shaving off a few seconds from each cycle can make a huge difference, because then you can produce way more parts in the same amount of time.
Oh, wow. I see what you mean. Small changes, big impact.
Right. They even had this anecdote about a company that invested in a top-of-the-line machine and saved a ton of money over time because they were so much more efficient.
So sometimes it's worth spending a little more upfront to get that high-quality equipment.
Exactly. It's like an investment that pays off in the long run.
Okay, so we talked about the machine itself. What else affects that production efficiency?
Well, there's also the mold design. A well-designed mold can really speed things up and help you use materials more efficiently.
Right, because the article mentioned that those molds are basically custom-made for each product.
Exactly. So if the mold is well-designed, it can make a huge difference.
Got it. So efficient machines and well-designed molds are key. What else?
Well, they also talk about automation. Think about robotic arms that can quickly remove those finished parts from the molds.
Makes sense. So instead of having people doing that, they can focus on other tasks.
Right. It's like having a whole team of tireless assistants working alongside you.
Okay, so we've got this three key areas for efficiency: the machines, the molds, and automation.
Exactly. And when you optimize all of those, you can really crank up that production efficiency and see some serious savings.
Okay, so let's bring it back to costs. We talked about that high initial investment for the equipment and the molds, but how does the production efficiency play into those costs over time?
Well, think about it this way. You've just bought this amazing high-performance race car, but you're only taking it out for a Sunday drive once a week.
Okay, I see where you're going with this. You're not really getting your money's worth, are you?
Right. To really experience what that car can do, you need to push it to its limits.
So are you saying it's the same with injection molding?
Exactly. That initial investment, that's just the starting line. You need to fine-tune the whole process to get the most out of it. Spread those costs over a larger number of units, and you'll see that per unit cost go down.
Okay, so we're talking about economies of scale again. The more you produce, the lower the cost per unit.
Right. And the article breaks it down into four main cost components: equipment, materials, energy, and labor.
Okay, let's take those one by one. So first up, equipment.
Equipment costs. The more units you produce, the lower your equipment cost per unit becomes. It's simple math.
Yeah, you're basically spreading that initial investment over a bigger output. It's like if you buy a fancy coffee machine and you're only making one cup a day, that machine seems super expensive.
Right. But if you're brewing multiple pots a day, the cost per cup starts to make a lot more sense.
Okay, so equipment costs, check. What about material costs?
Well, we talked about the whole waste thing earlier, but boosting your production efficiency can actually help minimize that waste. The more efficient your process is, the less material you're likely to lose to those gates and runners. They gave an example of a company that managed to cut their scrap rate, the amount of wasted material, from 15% down to just 5%.
Wow, that's huge.
Just by tweaking their process and becoming more efficient.
Okay, so that directly impacts material costs. What's next?
Energy. Efficient machines use less energy, plain and simple. It's like having energy-efficient appliances in your house. You're saving money on those utility bills, and you're being a little kinder to the environment.
Right. And the article mentioned a well-optimized machine using like 20% less energy than older models. That's got to add up.
Definitely. And then we have labor costs, that last piece of the puzzle.
Right. And we know that injection molding can require more workers than some other methods. But how does efficiency factor in there?
Well, here's the thing. Increased production efficiency actually leads to lower labor cost per unit.
So even though you might have a bigger team because you're producing more, the cost per unit goes down.
Exactly. It's finding that balance again, right? Enough skilled operators to keep everything running smoothly, but you want to make sure they're being as productive as possible.
It's like a well-choreographed dance.
Exactly. So we've looked at equipment, materials, energy, and labor. And it all comes back to production efficiency being the key to unlocking the real cost savings potential of injection molding.
So it's not just about the machines themselves. It's about the whole process, start to finish.
Exactly. It's about fine-tuning everything from the machines and the materials to the human element, creating this seamless system that pumps out high-quality products at the lowest possible cost.
It really highlights how dynamic manufacturing is, you know, this constant dance between innovation and optimization and how technology and human expertise have to work together.
Absolutely. Okay, so let's shift gears a bit and dive into how injection molding stacks up against those other methods when it comes to labor. We touched on this briefly before, but the article goes into a lot more detail.
Okay, so we're talking about how many workers you actually need for each method.
Right, and what those workers actually do. It's almost like comparing the crew you need to sail a racing yacht versus the team that operates a giant cargo ship.
Interesting analogy.
Both are complex, but they require different skills and a different number of people.
Got it. So where does injection molding fall on that spectrum?
Well, the article says that injection molding usually needs a bigger team than, say, extrusion molding.
And why is that?
Mainly because the machinery is more complex, and you need those experienced operators who really know how to manage all those intricate systems.
Okay, so it's not just anyone who can walk in and run an injection molding machine.
Right. They actually describe a typical factory setup where you might have 3 to 5 operators for each injection molding machine.
Wow, that's a pretty decent-sized team for just one machine.
It is. And then they contrast that with extrusion molding, which might only need 1 or 2 operators because the process itself is simpler.
So you're definitely looking at different staffing needs, which obviously impacts your budget.
Exactly. And they even have this handy chart in the article that compares the labor requirements for injection molding, extrusion molding, and even CNC machining.
Oh, that's cool. So you can really see side by side how they stack up.
Exactly. And they're really careful to point out that these operators aren't just button pushers. They're skilled technicians who really get the nuances of injection molding. They know how to close the mold, inject the material, manage the cooling, all those little details.
So we're talking about, like, real expertise here.
Totally. And as we talked about before, that expertise comes with a price tag. That's why labor costs for injection molding can be higher than some other methods. But again, you got to remember the value you're getting. Skilled labor usually means higher quality products, fewer defects, and that can save you money down the line because you're not having to fix mistakes.
Right. It's all about finding that sweet spot.
Exactly. Sometimes investing in that skilled workforce is the smartest move, especially for those intricate projects where precision and consistency are key.
So if you're dealing with really detailed parts, it sounds like having that skilled team is essential.
Absolutely. And the article also highlights how quality control plays into all of this. Because injection molding involves so much precision and often deals with these complex designs, you really need to have those quality checks throughout the whole process.
So are we talking about dedicated people for that?
Yeah. They describe it as this team effort where everyone's constantly inspecting the parts and making sure everything meets those high standards.
Wow. So it's like having a team of detectives on the case looking for any little flaw.
Exactly. And that level of scrutiny, that takes people, which of course adds to the labor costs.
But I guess it makes sense. It's better to catch those mistakes early on than to have to deal with them later.
Absolutely. It's an investment in quality control, which can save you a lot of headaches down the road.
Okay, so labor requirements are definitely a big factor to consider.
Totally. It's about understanding each process, the skills you need, and how much quality control you need to make it work.
Right. And sometimes investing in those skilled workers, even though it might cost more up front, can actually lead to savings in the long run.
Exactly. Because you're reducing errors, improving the quality of your products, and ultimately keeping those customers happy.
Okay, so we've talked about efficiency and labor. Now let's jump into another big one. Equipment and mold costs. The article does this really cool comparison of the costs across different methods, and it's pretty eye-opening.
It is. It's like comparing the price tag on a fancy sports car to that of a reliable family sedan.
Both will get you where you need to go, but the experience is going to be totally different.
Exactly. And the cost, of course. So the article makes it clear, equipment and mold costs can vary a lot, depending on which method you choose.
And we've already talked about injection molding often needing a bigger investment because the machines and the molds are more complex.
Right, and they contrast that with extrusion molding, which usually uses simpler and more affordable equipment and molds. It's like having a gourmet kitchen with all the fancy gadgets versus a more basic setup.
Okay, I see the difference. So let's break it down. What about the equipment for extrusion molding? What's that like?
Well, they describe it as having a pretty straightforward structure, usually just an extruder, a mold, a traction device, a cooling device, and a cutting device.
So not too complicated.
Right. They even talk about their first time seeing an extrusion molding process and how surprised they were at how simple and smooth it seemed.
Sometimes the simplest solutions are the best, right?
Totally. And in terms of cost, they emphasize that extrusion molding equipment can be pretty accessible, with prices ranging from tens of thousands of dollars to hundreds of thousands, depending on the scale and complexity.
So not necessarily out of reach for smaller companies.
Right. They even say that a small plastic pipe extrusion machine could be pretty affordable, which is great news for startups or companies that are just getting started.
Okay, so that's the equipment. What about those molds?
Well, the article says that molds for extrusion are generally simpler and cheaper to produce. We're talking maybe a few thousand dollars to tens of thousands.
Okay, so that's definitely more manageable.
And they highlight that those extrusion molds have a shorter design and manufacturing cycle, which also helps keep the costs down.
Got it. So extrusion molding, simpler equipment, simpler molds, generally more affordable. Now let's switch over to injection molding.
Right, and they're pretty upfront about it.
Yeah.
Injection molding machines can get pricey.
So are we talking like a big jump in price?
Yeah, they compare high precision injection molding machines to like luxury cars.
Okay, so we're talking serious money here.
Hundreds of thousands, even millions of dollars. It's a big investment, but it reflects the technology and the precision that those machines offer.
Okay, so the machines are expensive, but what about the molds? Those are custom made too, right?
Yeah, and they can get pretty pricey. They say that a complex injection molding mold can cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. And because it takes longer to make them, that adds to the expense.
Wow, so those molds are like works of art in themselves.
Right. They're designed for that specific product, mm-hmm. and they have to be super precise.
Okay, so we're seeing a clear difference here. Extrusion molding, simpler and more affordable. Injection molding, more complex and a bigger investment.
Exactly. But remember, it's all about the long game.
Right, we talked about that before. If you're going to be producing a massive amount of parts, that initial investment might be worth it.
Exactly. You could end up saving a lot of money in the long run, especially on those per unit costs.
Okay, so it's all about choosing the right tool for the job, weighing the costs and the complexity against what you're trying to achieve.
Absolutely. And that wraps up part two of our deep dive into the world of injection molding.
We've covered a lot of ground: material use, efficiency, labor, equipment, those molds, it's a lot to take in.
It is, but we're not done yet.
Stay tuned for the final part of our deep dive, where we'll explore even more about injection molding and see how it fits into the big picture of manufacturing. All right, so we're back. We've talked a lot about injection molding, all the different aspects, the good, the bad, the expensive.
We have. We've covered a ton of ground, from materials and labor to those crazy costs for equipment and molds.
It's been quite the journey, but now I think it's time to answer the big question, right? When does injection molding really stand out? When is it the absolute best choice for a manufacturing project?
Exactly. And luckily, the article gives us some pretty clear answers. It points to a few specific scenarios where injection molding really shines, kind of like watching those superhero movies when the hero finally steps up to show off their powers.
Okay, I like where you're going with this. So, what are those injection molding superpowers?
Well, the first one is high volume production. When you need to crank out thousands or even millions of identical parts and you need them to be top-notch quality, injection molding is the way to go.
Right, we talked about that earlier with those phone cases and all those tiny components for electronics. It can churn those out like nobody's business.
Exactly. And the article describes this project where a company needed to make tons of these identical plastic pieces for a new gadget. They said once they had that mold, the speed was incredible.
Like a well-oiled machine, just pumping out those perfect parts.
Exactly. Which brings us to the second superpower, complex designs. Injection molding is amazing at making these super intricate parts that would be like impossible with other methods. Think about those sleek casings on phones and laptops, all those curves and buttons and little details.
Right, it's hard to imagine making those any other way.
Yeah, the article even talks about a company that was struggling to create this really detailed casing with other methods like 3D printing, but they just couldn't get the precision they needed. Injection molding swooped in to save the day.
So it's like having this magical tool that can create any shape you can imagine.
Pretty much. But, you know, like with any powerful tool, there's a trade-off. Remember those high upfront costs for the equipment and those molds?
Oh yeah, that's definitely a factor.
Especially for smaller companies or startups that might not have a ton of cash to throw around.
Right, that initial investment can be a hurdle. But that's where the third superpower of injection molding comes in: cost effectiveness at scale.
Yes. When you're producing a massive volume of parts, those upfront costs become less of a big deal compared to the savings you're getting.
Okay, so explain that a little more. How does that work?
Well, they give the example of a mobile phone case project.
Yeah.
The initial investment for the molds and the equipment was pretty hefty, but they ended up saving a ton of money on materials over the course of the project.
So it's kind of like buying in bulk, right? You might spend more at first, but the price per item is lower. And when you're talking about thousands or even millions of parts, those savings add up.
Exactly. Economies of scale. The more you make, the cheaper each individual part becomes.
Got it. Okay, so high volume production, complex designs, and cost effectiveness at scale, those are three big wins for injection molding. What else?
Well, the article also highlights how versatile injection molding is when it comes to the materials themselves.
Yeah.
You're not just stuck with one type of plastic, you've got options.
Oh, interesting. So it's not just about the process, it's about the materials too.
Right. You can choose from all these different thermoplastics, each with its own unique properties.
So it's kind of like a chef having all these different ingredients to choose from. They can pick the best one for the dish they're making.
Exactly. And then, of course, there's speed. Once those molds are ready to go, injection molding can really crank things out.
Right, we talked about that earlier. Getting your product to market before anyone else can be a huge advantage.
Totally. The article even tells a story about a company that used injection molding to launch their product way ahead of the competition, and that speed helped them win a bigger chunk of the market.
So in today's world, speed is definitely a superpower.
For sure. So to sum it up, injection molding is a winner when you've got all those factors working together. High volume production, complex designs, cost effectiveness at scale, a variety of materials to choose from, and that need for speed.
It's like the ultimate recipe for success. But as with anything, it's not a magic bullet. You got to use it wisely.
Right. It's not the right fit for every single project.
Exactly. You have to think about what you're trying to make, your budget, your goals, and then decide if injection molding is the right tool for the job.
Absolutely. And before we wrap up this deep dive, we want to leave you with one last thought to chew on. We've seen how transformative injection molding can be, but it's worth stepping back and thinking about our reliance on plastics as a whole.
Right. That's something we touched on earlier. All that plastic, where does it come from and where does it go when we're done with it?
Exactly. What are the long-term implications of using so much plastic in our products? What about all those resources that go into making those plastics and then the environmental impact of plastic waste? It's a big question, and there are no easy answers.
Definitely something to think about as we move forward in the world of manufacturing. We have to make conscious choices about the materials we use and the impact they have on the planet.
Absolutely. And with that, we've reached the end of our deep dive into the fascinating world of injection molding. We hope you found this exploration insightful and maybe even a little bit inspiring.
It's been a wild ride.
It has. Keep exploring, keep asking those tough questions, and most importantly, keep those manufacturing gears turning.
And that's a wrap for this episode of The Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.